Steve, tell us about your conversation with Chris Scott when you first got there. Because I have to admit, a part of me, after Geelong were beaten in the prelim, thought he may walk away himself. What was your conversation like? And then, was there any sort of talk from him, maybe initially after the loss and the scars of that, that, you know, maybe I'll, you know, move on? Or what was the conversation around his future?
Matt, he was really, really strong, so strong on the fact that he wants to see this journey through, and hugely committed to the Geelong Football Club, and also, you know, the future that we want to go on. And I think that for the two of us, we've been apart for 4 years now, and you know, I've acknowledged the fact that Chris will have changed during that time, and I've changed as well within the role that I had working across 18 clubs. So you do need to come back together and really, you know, test your thinking as to, you know, where does Chris see it going? Where do I see it going? It needs to marry up. And, I can tell all Geelong supporters out there that Chris is fully committed and wants that ultimate success.